why we're doing the next retreat with the theme that we are offering, which I believe we have called it The Great Escape. Is that correct? And not only do I think people are, at least some more people, are awaking to the need to get out of Dodge before the next round of lockdowns and mandatory injections and increasing wars and other kinds of destructive, catastrophic events, but that there is no way to dodge, because the entire planet has become a target of that project of nihilistic consummation of the collective desire for death. And so this is possibly the last time that the escape from the matrix, from the identification with the form that appears in the hologram, can be achieved, because it takes great power to make that escape. And that power is lacking to the ego, which means it requires help. And that's the last thing the ego wants to accept, is spiritual help. It wants to do it on its own. It wants to be autonomous and not need anyone and not be dependent on anyone and not have a dharma that it has to be responsible to, and a superstructure of a social order that is focused upon the goal of Jivan Mukti. It wants freedom for the ego, not from the ego, and it will not subject itself to the will of God, let alone any human will or social will that is in the service of God and functions as a kind of spiritual boot camp to enable the undisciplined ego to organize its own life forces intelligently to achieve liberation from its own delusions. But this it will not do. However, for those few who are awakened sufficiently to recognize the need for understanding that is accurate, for practice that is accurate, and for an energy field that is supportive, will attune themselves to that vibrational frequency through which the energy of the source can reach one and bring one to an attunement that is felt in the body and the mind as an expansion of consciousness into that level of itself that is so awesomely transcendent of its own normative level of consciousness qua ego, that there is a recognition of the presence of God that cannot be denied. And the taste of that presence in both its positive and its frightening form, because it will appear as both sublime and beautiful to the soul and terrifying to the ego. and one will have to make one's choice. To whom does one belong? And so this is the moment of truth that is arriving, and to escape from the lie, from the delusion of the ego, from the false identification with body and with the ego's narrative and with its, from its projections and its false paradigm of reality, requires a kind of demolition of its foundations that is difficult to achieve without a direct confrontation with the light. And so that is the purpose of the retreat, to bring one to that level where the power of that luminosity of the Supreme Being is able to penetrate through all the walls of the ego and reconnect the repressed soul consciousness to the source of eternal life. So I hope that will be of interest to at least a few beings in the world, and we can fulfill our own mission of being living examples here of those who are on that path and receiving the benefits of the taste of that nectar of immortality that is being offered by those who are thirsty for it. So the hope is that enough beings here will be totally drunk with the wine of God's presence in the heart to create an energy field that can even be transported through modern technology into the consciousness of all who attend online. And so we hope that the whole morphogenic field of the planet is intoxicated with the divine bliss that emanates from this location in the holographic field. So let us all participate by attending regularly the tavern where God provides the bartending and the handing out of shots of nectar, and drink until the ego has disappeared.